is that you always come to healing school. Thank you that you're always there in the middle of the night when we need you, Lord, or wherever we are in the world and we need healing, you are always present to heal. And we look to you today for total healing for every person within the sound of my voice. Every person healed, every person delivered. You are our healer. There are no limitations, Lord. It doesn't matter what the doctor's report said. It doesn't matter how far or how long or however the situation is. You're the healer. You can make it right. You will make it right. You're compassionate. You're full of mercy. You turn nobody down, Lord. And we worship you this morning. And we give you all the praise and all the glory for every healing and every deliverance, Lord. Every good thing that happens today, you're the one that we worship and we thank you for it. We're grateful for it. And we just believe for miracles today, Lord. We thank you for miracles. This is a miracle house. We're in a miracle church. We thank you for miracles, Lord. We just flow in that vein today, all of us. We're expecting. We're believing for one another in the name of Jesus. And we give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord, for being so good to us. Thank you, Father, for blessing Faith Life Church. They have been so wonderful to all of us, to our crew, to all the guests that we have. We're just so loved and blessed in this place, Lord. We ask you to give them a hundredfold return. We pray for all the help and all the volunteers that are taking care of us. We pray for their personal lives, Lord, that they prosper and be in health. And we give you all the praise. We love you, Lord. Your people are so wonderful. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Y'all are a great group to preach to. Thank you for coming today. It's going to be easy to receive healing because there's a lot of faith in this place. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're just going to feed ourselves on some scripture, and then we're going to let the Lord do what He does best, and that's meet people's needs. God is a good God, and He wants you well. Aren't you glad that you know that? It would just be terrible to get up and think that, you know, you didn't know if the Lord was mad at you, or you didn't know if He was going to knock you in the head today, or if He was just so displeased He wouldn't talk to you or hear your prayer. But thank God we know He's good. He's always good. His ears are open to our prayer. He loves us. I'm just blessed this morning. He's so good to us. Let's start out at Proverbs. We're just going to read some scripture and let faith rise up in us. You know, you need to read scripture and you need to say scripture. I've been listening to Charles Capps for a few days here. He says it's not enough to just say it, to just read the healing scriptures, but you need to say the healing scriptures when you're, you know, standing for your own healing. And really, you need to say healing scriptures when you're well. That way you stay well. When you're well and when you're sick. So if you'll say it when you're well, you'll stay well in Jesus' name. This is Proverbs 3. It's a wonderful verse. I'm going to read it from the Amplified Bible. It just reveals to us some awesome things about the will of God. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandment. That is the key to a well life down here. That's a key to a life where there's nothing missing, nothing broken, a peaceful life. Your heart, let your heart keep my commandments. You get into the Word of God until it's not just in your head, but in your heart. It becomes a part of you. And it's what comes up. The Word, if the Word's in there, it'll come out. But if the Word's never been put into your heart, through your eyes and your ears, the Bible says it gets down in the midst of the heart. If it's never been put in through the eyes and the ears, it's not there to come out when you need it. So the best thing that we could do is to lead a life where we honor the Word every day. We spend time in it. We feed ourselves with it. We let it, when we read it, when we meditate on it, we let it change our thinking. And this says, forget not my law or my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living, and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age till death, these shall they add to you. Now, I just love this translation, this particular one, because it says you can have this life and peace, inward and outward, all the way through old age, until death. Now, that's just old age until you leave here. What is death for us? It's a departure. We leave our body. And this says that if we'll keep the word of God in our heart and do and hearken to the commandments, we can have that tranquility, well-being, health and blessing, which would include health and blessing, all the way through old age. You know, some people, when they begin to get older, they just feel like, well, it's time for me to roll up in a ball. No. Hey, start something new. You know, don't quit. If you quit the job you've got, well, and retire, well, do something else. Work for the kingdom. Go to work. Be busy about the things of God. Don't quit. You can't listen to the world. The world's crazy. They think when you get 60 or 65, you know, you're just supposed to roll up in a ball somewhere. No, you're not. We live and we're blessed all the way through old age until we depart. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. So don't quit. And, you know, as you do get older, I notice that you do think about it some. And you, but just don't receive that. Just say, well, hey, what's the day? I mean, I was just feeling fine until, you know, I got to be whatever it is. And now I'm that age and you start mentally thinking about going down. And people, you know, that's kind of prevalent thought. But 65, 60, 65, 70's old. You're just getting started. You don't need to slow down. Glory to God. You may not even need to retire. You may need to refire. Hallelujah. So get it through your noodle here that you can live in hell through old age till you depart. Glory to God. That is the will of God right here. Through old age till death, these shall they, the word of God, add to you. The commandments and keeping the commandments. If you want to live with your youth renewed, do the word of God. Every part of the word of God that you obey, you're blessing yourself. You're increasing your finances, you're increasing your health, you're increasing your well-being. So we are word people. Word people live on the word of God. The word of God is life and health to our flesh. Hallelujah. We obey the word. The Lord wanted Israel to live, and he wanted them to live a long life. Keith's got some great teaching on longevity. And you get it while you're here. It's so good. But when you find out from the will of God, you're supposed to live a long time. You know, really, when you get to be 50, 60, you're just now figuring out some things. I mean, you know, you're getting smarter all the time. And so the older you get, the wiser you get if you do it right. Amen? Hallelujah. Ask me how I know. And then let's look in that same chapter. Let's look at verse 5 and 8. It says, lean on, here's the key to life, lean on. Trust in and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind. Do not rely on your own insight and understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. God has made provision for us through the Lord Jesus Christ, the new birth, the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, and the revelation of the Word of God to live in victory. This is the victory that overcomes the world, the Bible says. Even our faith, even our believing what God says, overcomes the world. Hallelujah. Praise God. That would include every area, financial and everything else. God's got blessing. Now verses, let's look at 16 through 18. Let's look at 18. But the path of the uncompromisingly just and righteous is like the light of dawn and shines more and more brighter and clearer until it reaches full strength and glory in the perfect day to be prepared. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know over what they stumble. My son, attend to my words. Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and healing and health to all their flesh. The Word of God is life to our flesh. It's healing to our flesh. That's why we need to be taking God's medicine every day. This is the medicine of God, the Word of God. And so you take it when you feel good and you take it when you feel bad. But if you'll take it when you feel good, you don't need it then because you won't be feeling bad. Hallelujah. And if symptoms do try to come on you, what do? Do you just go get in your pajamas and let everybody wait on you? No, you rebuke the devil. You rebuke sickness and disease. You stand on the Word of God because healing belongs to you. Keep and guard. Let me read 22 again. For they are life. The words that you keep and do are life to those who find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance and above all that you guard. For out of it flow the springs of life. Your heart is the most important thing about your life. Your spirit. This is talking about your spirit man. Keeping your spirit man strong with the Word of God is the most important thing in your life. It'll make everything else work. You say, well, I've got a career. I'm an important person. Well, if you're an important person, you really need the Word of God. It's possible we might couldn't do without you if that, you're that important. So you need the Word of God, whoever you are, important, or if you think I'm not important, you need the Word of God. We have to have God's Word. Now, we've walked it out for a lot of years, and I'm just telling you right now it works. The Word of God works supernatural things in your life. When you hear it, when you do it, when you put it in your ears and in your eyes, and you do what verse 23 says, you keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of your heart flow the springs of life. Or you could say the forces of life. Your strength that you have right now is coming out of your heart. You can be you can build up your muscles. You could be a muscle builder. But if you don't have a strong heart, you still won't have a strong spirit, I should say. You still won't have a strong and a good life. But a strong spirit, it doeth good like a medicine. Hallelujah. It'll sustain you in the time of trouble. Now, we live in a world, in a crazy mixed up world. There's trouble and darkness. And to me, it looks like darkness is increasing all the time. Weird things, weird people. I think it's because primarily of drugs. And a lot of it is due to things that are on the immorality that's on the internet that people get sucked into. It's just so available, just sitting there in their bedroom or in their living room, and they don't have better sense than to put their eyes on that thing. You don't put your eyes on evil. Whatever you put your eyes and your ears on gets into you. And that's why pornography is so dangerous. People think, well, you know, ignorant people that don't know about spiritual law think, well, I'll just check this out. You know, I got a buddy down here. He's all turned on to this. I'll just check this out. No, when you check it out, what do? You put your eyes on it. You put your ears, you let your ears hear it. And what happens? This and this is the way things get into your heart. And what gets into your heart controls you. Whether it's God or the devil, whether it's good or evil, what you put in your eyes gets hold of you. And so that's the reason that people are in the shape they are today. I think that's why there's so many child predators and so on. That's the debt. We have to stand against those things. And we have to believe God and cover our children in prayer and stand on the 91st Psalm for our protection and their protection. Thank God for the promises of God that we have for our protection and our well-being. So we can live in the midst of a crazy world and a dark world, but we can't live like that crazy world and dark world if we want to be free. Amen. And so the Word of God, a continual diet of the Word of God, will keep you free. You can't go from Sunday to Sunday. You can't go from meeting to meeting. You really need a dose of the Word every day. You just need to put your eyes on the words that come out of God every day and let them go into you and strengthen you and keep your faith strong. That's the way we get healed. That's the way we stay healed. Hallelujah. Let's look at, we've already looked here at Proverbs 4:18. Let's go to 20. Attending to the word and doing, which means submitting to my sayings, keeping them in your sight, in the center of your heart, they will bring about in you a life force that's called faith. The forces of life are in your spirit by the Word of God. They are life to those that find them and healing and health to all their flesh. So even if you're on a medication today for some situation or whatever, if you just be as faithful with the Word of God as you are the medication, you would find that you would reap quick results. Now here today, we're just going to center in on the Word of God. We're just going to take a big dose of God's medicine today. And so you can't overdose on it. You can't get too much of it. So you can just take it 3 or 4 or 10 times a day would be all right for you to take God's medicine. And that's the way if you would just be as faithful to do that as you are medicine, you know, that the doctor gives you, you won't stay sick because it'll go into you. And if you act on it, you believe it, you act on it, you trust in God. God doesn't want us sick. We know that Jesus bore our sickness and carried our diseases, and by His stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Let's look at Psalm 103. I just want to recommend to you, too, while I'm talking about divine health today, Dr. Colbert's book on the 7 pillars of health. There's just a lot of things that you can do to make your body sick. You know, you can eat the wrong things. You can not sleep at night. You can do all these things. And I think we should, if we care about good health, I think we should stand on the Word of God first and foremost. But then I think we should also know what's good for us. And there are a lot of things that are good for us, and you know, to eat and drink, and there are a lot of things that aren't, and so on. And so Ken and I endeavor to eat right. I don't always eat right. When I come to Branson, I have such good food, it's very difficult. But you know, we really at home, when we're at home, Ken eats really better than I do, because he won't eat desserts or sugar or any of that, and I do succumb to that frequently. But I try not to overindulge. I try not to surfeit. But anyway, you should know there are just things you can do, like drinking water that makes you healthier. And Dr. Colbert is a personal friend of ours. We actually go see him once or twice a year and get physical exams and so on. And he really, really, really knows his stuff. He's got this new book. I guess he's already been on the broadcast offering it, but 7 Pillars of Faith. I don't know if we have it here or not, but it's good. It's just short things about what will help you stay in health and what's good for you. So we might as well do what's good for us and believe the Word of God and do all we can, because, you know, God's put a lot into you. You've been trained for a lot of years. He needs to get all the good out of you that He intends to. Hallelujah. You don't need to leave early. You don't need to be evicted from your body by sickness and disease. We need you, in Jesus' name. And so it honors God when we honor Him with our body and we do what we know to do. Let's look at Psalm 33:21. We're just going to read some scriptures today, and about divine health. Let's believe. Let's start believing. It's good to believe for healing when you're sick, but you know, you might as well just go ahead if you're going to be believing and believe for divine health. Keep sickness out, because we've been delivered from sickness if we'll walk in the light as He is in the light. Then in 33, I looked it up. I wanted to read it in the Amplified. Psalm 33. Verse 21. Let's see what that says. Let's look at 18. Behold, the Lord's eye is upon those who fear Him, who revere Him and worship Him with awe. Those that fear the Lord are those that obey the Lord. If you're not obeying the light that you have and walking in the light, looking for more light, you're not walking in the fear. Or you could say, you could just say the respect of the Lord. It's not you're afraid of Him, but the respect and honor of the Lord. The eye is upon those who have respect and honor for Him. Well, those would be the ones that believe Him, the ones that have faith. You can be one of those if you want to. Who wait for Him and hope in His mercy and loving kindness, to deliver them from death and keep them alive in famine. Our inner selves wait earnestly for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. For in Him does our heart rejoice, because we have trusted in His holy name. Let Your mercy and loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us in proportion, it says, to our waiting and hoping for You. And that is really true. You receive a blessing from heaven in proportion with what you yield to God. You receive blessing from God in proportion with how much, however much you honor and respect Him in your life. If you give Him a little respect, you'll get a little action. If you give Him full honor and respect, and you expect to obey whatever you see in the Word of God, and you make changes according to the Word, when you see in there something that you're where you're missing it, then you can expect God to be present with you when you need Him. Hallelujah. He's there all the time, but it's faith that moves Him into action. It's faith and obedience. If you have faith, you'll obey God. If you know things and you're not obeying God, you're not operating in faith. You're just kind of kidding yourself. You know, it's not agreeing with the Word that gets you healed. It's believing the Word and obeying the Word that brings blessing into our lives. Now, I've tried it both ways. There's no comparison in the way to live, walking with God and walking just, you know, giving Him a little attention when you get in trouble. No, we want to create a lifestyle of walking and living and obeying in the Word of God. And then the joy of the Lord will be big and strong in us. Psalm 34, verse 7 says, let's look at 4. I sought the Lord and required Him of necessity and on the authority of His word. And He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant. Their faces shall never blush for shame or be confused. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear Him, who revere and worship Him with awe, and each of them He delivers. Taste and see that the Lord our God is good. Blessed, happy, fortunate, to be envied is the man who trusts and takes refuge in Him. Glory to God. Fear the Lord, you His saints. Revere and worship Him. For there is no want to those who truly revere and worship Him with godly fear. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of His word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. Will not lack any good thing, not healing, not money, not peace, not family, not well-being, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing. Now, who is that for? That's for those who seek. That means to go after. That means you spend time researching. I have a book that I reprinted because I liked it called The Rabbi of Burbank. It was written by a rabbi, and he'd gotten born again. And he revealed in there that the word seek in the Bible is best described by the word research. And to me, that was the clearest understanding of seek. He listed then in that book a lot of the scriptures about seek. And you should pick that book up if we have it, because it just shows you, it helps you to know what it takes. You know, people think, well, I go to church on Sunday. I actually go to a word church on Sunday, so I'm okay. Well, that's not exactly the same thing as researching God. Going once a week to hear somebody preach is not researching God. He said the best way to describe the Hebrew word for seek is research. Now, what do? When you research something, you give it attention. You spend time at it. Now, what we need to do in our lives is to continually research God. Continually go to the Word of God. Continually read about God. Continually think about God. Continually research God. And that keeps your faith strong. So I think that's a really good way to say what seek really is. Because as I look back on our lives, we didn't grow by just going to church every once in a while. We didn't grow, although that's good and you need that. That's just not enough for you live 7 days a week and you might go to church one day or you might go 2 days, possibly 3 days. But every day we need to be researching the Lord. So you have to get in a habit of your own life and the time you spend with the Lord daily. You have to make time. You say, well, I don't have time. I'm working two jobs. Well, that's probably why you're having to work two jobs, because you're not letting God in. You're not doing enough research. I'm sure He could manage a job for you where it would be sufficient if you'd allow Him to. That's just an example of how when we try to drop things that are vital, the Word is vital. The Word is vital. That's the first place. When you learn to put the Word of God first place in your life, you'll begin to see increase and you'll begin to see health and you'll begin to get answers. What would that be? That means that if it was first place in your life, that would mean that you do that first. You honor that first. You do what it says. You spend time in it. It's important to you. You research God. Amen. Continually research God. It'll continually cause healing and health to be in your body. Verse 12 says, what man is he who desires life and longs for many days? Who wants to have good life and see many days? What man is there that longs for that? That he may see good. Here's what the Psalm says to do, what David says to do in the Psalm, what Peter wrote in the book. Keep your tongue from evil. If you want to see good days and you want to live long life, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek or research, inquire for and crave peace, pursue it and go after it. 1 Peter 3:10 says the same thing. So if we want to see life and we want to see good days, we seek the Lord, we research the Lord, we go after the Lord. He's the biggest determinant, He's the biggest factor, you could say, in our lives. What He says is the most important thing. Now, this is the way you live healed. Get healed and you live healed. If you're here today and you're coming to receive healing and there are things between you and the Lord, get it straight. Repent of it. Get it straightened out. If He's been dealing with you about things, you know you're disobedient, repent of it. Just get rid of it. Turn around. That's what repent is, and go in His direction. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you want to see good days, that's the way you live. You live and you speak no guile. And of course, we know that we walk in love. That's our commandment. Just walking in love will keep you out of sickness and disease. It'll help you tremendously in your life in every way if you walk in love. Well, we'll read in a little bit about forgiveness, so I won't get into that now. But the more we do things God's way, the freer we are. In our bodies, in our finances, in our families, the more things work for us to our good. Hallelujah. Where do I want to go here? Let's just jump over there and look at 1 Peter and read that again and how it's written in the New Testament. We're not in any hurry today, are we? The more we feed on the Word of God, the stronger we become. 1 Peter 3. Do I have it down wrong? I'm looking in the Amplified. I'm not exactly sure where it is here. What verse is it? Do you see it? 10, okay. Let him who wants to enjoy... Oh, it's the one in yellow. I see, okay. Let him who wants to enjoy life... That's what we talked about yesterday. And see good days... Keep his tongue free from... his tongue and his lips from guile, treachery, or deceit. Let him turn entirely away... Let him turn away from wickedness and shun it. And let him do right. And let him search for peace. Go after peace and harmony. And not merely desire peaceful relations with God and with your fellow man and with yourselves, but pursue and go after peace. If there's people in your life that are upset with you, pursue peace with them. Forgive them. Pray for them. Pursue peace with them. Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer." If you want God to hear your prayers, then do the verses that we just talked about. Turn away from evil and do right. "The face of the Lord is against those who practice evil, to oppose them, to frustrate, and to defeat them." So if we want to walk free, what is it that the Bible says makes us free? The truth. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Hallelujah. So we're just participating in some of these scriptures today and learning the truth. That's the easy test there. I have by 1 Peter 3:18. This is the easy test. If you want to enjoy life and see good days, do this. Keep your tongue from evil. Hallelujah. So as we read in Proverbs 4 and here, your words, your eyes, and your mouth are so important in what's happening in your heart. Whatever you put your eyes on, it's going to get in your heart, whether it's good or bad. That's why people get so caught up in pornography. People, I would imagine the greatest portion of people that are addicted to pornography probably thought, a lot of them anyway, probably thought, "I'm just going to check this out and see what everybody's talking about. The guy at work, here, there." No, you don't check out evil and put your eyes on it. You need to think about your eyes being a gateway. That's what they are. Your eyes, according to the Word of God, are a gateway into your heart. That's why it's so powerful to put the Word of God in your eyes and in your ears. It works extremely strong, negative or positive. Your eyes and your ears. And so you think about, before you know, we see there's a lot of trash just on TV. You don't have to go to the just on the networks. You don't have to go to the cable stuff even. And everywhere you look, really, now, darkness is trying to encroach upon our lives. But, you know, we've got control over these eyes. We can shut our eyes. We can turn off the TV. We can change channels. We have control. Say, I have control. Glory to God. We have control over these feet, where they go. We don't need to be taking them to places of darkness. No, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. We need to let the Lord order our steps. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let's look at Psalm 103 today. This is a powerful healing scripture. I'll just read it. I'm going to read it in King James. I'm going to read the most of the psalm. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. That should be the way we talk every day. We should be blessing the Lord every day, speaking well of God, honoring God, praising God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits. God's got benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeems thy life. Now, did that say some of your diseases?
No.
Who heals all thy diseases, who forgives. First of all, He forgives all of our iniquities. That's the first thing. And then He heals all our diseases. Hallelujah. What a scripture. You ought to be saying that every day. Who satisfies my mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I like that scripture a lot. He satisfies thy mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I believe in heaven our youth renewed. I believe the Word of God encourages our spirit, encourages our body, encourages our soul. Glory to God. And will help us stay strong all the days of our lives. And a long life. We know from the Word of God that long life belongs to us. You know, some people just get trained and then they can't stay in their body long enough to walk out what they were trained for. No, we're not like that. We walk with God. We obey God. Our youth is renewed. We're satisfied with good things. Hallelujah. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Hallelujah. Let's go back up to, let's look at verse 3. Who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems thy life from destruction. You know, that's a lot. To redeem your life from destruction means He saves your life. We'll never know, probably not even in glory, how many times God actually saved our lives while we were here in this earth. We might know of a few times, but we probably don't have any idea what We were about to walk into one day when the Lord said, go over here. Go into the city a different way today. Or don't go anywhere today. You get up one morning and you think, well, I'm going to go do all these errands. And you just have this unction come up in you. Stay at home. What do? You stay at home. The Lord will help us and direct our path, but we have to be listening to Him and pay attention. Amen. So this scripture says He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. He redeems our life. He forgives from destruction. He forgives all of our iniquities. And He heals all our diseases. Glory be to the Lord God. Hallelujah. Look right there at, we'll do that when we come to Psalm 91. Let's see where else we want to go today. Let's look at Galatians 3. 11 and 14. Well, let's look at 11. We've been talking about faith. Everything works off of faith. Faith is believing and obeying God. Faith is being able to hear Him and do what He says. The opposite of disobedience. Faith and living by faith and is the opposite of disobedience. It's obeying God. It's believing God when things are dark. It's believing God when things are good. It's believing God when things look impossible. It's believing God in the face of any situation. Believing what? Believing that God will help me. God will come to my rescue. He will restore me. Verse 11 says, "The just shall live by faith." He's been talking about Abraham and his faith. Abraham took the word of God and did it. And that's exactly what we're supposed to do. By faith, he wasn't moved. When the Lord told him he was going to have a child, he laughed. But then wouldn't every old man laugh at that? And so, but he believed. He believed. He believed. And he acted on it. And he went. He obeyed. He left his family. He took out. You know, sometimes you got to get away from that family to grow. If you're in a place that's surrounded by people who are always trying to, maybe they don't even try to, but they so much as keep your faith stifled and you know, it's negative. And if you don't have to be there, go somewhere else. Hallelujah. Get with people. Have friends that are believers. Don't have friends that are always trying to pull you out in the dark realm. If you need to minister to them, minister to them. But then when you have friends that believe God. Amen. And that are strong. The just shall live by faith. Verse 13 says, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. And cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." Now, you need to be familiar with the curse and the blessing, because the Bible says that the blessings come on us through Jesus Christ. We've been redeemed from the curse. So everything listed in that curse is listed under the curse. It's something we've been redeemed from. All kind of sicknesses and diseases. Let me read you a few things from the Amplified Bible. I'm going to just pick out some things here that I've marked in time past. He says, first of all, that when you're disobedient, it says these curses in verse 45 will pursue you and overtake you. And verse 47 says, "Because you did not serve the Lord your God with joyfulness of heart in gratitude for the abundance of all which He had blessed you." So we see right there that we ought not be sad and grumpy and complaining. But the joy of the Lord, we know from the New Testament, is a fruit of the Spirit, and it's our strength. And he says, "Because they didn't serve the Lord with joyfulness of mind and heart in gratitude for the abundance of all with which he had blessed them, they are now serving their enemies, whom the Lord shall send against you. And all these curses and hunger and nakedness and want of all things, every sickness, every disease, the pestilence will cling to you." This is all under the curse. Fever, consumption, inflammation. There'll be no rain. Boils, blindness. You'll not prosper. You'll marry a wife and somebody else will take her. Your sons and your daughters will be given to another people. You know it's under the curse for your sons and daughters to be out there in darkness? It's under the curse. Stand on it. Just stand on it like you would for healing. "Lord, I've been redeemed from the curse." Jesus himself, the scripture says, "Redeem me from the curse. I'm not allowing my son or my daughter to be stolen." In the name of Jesus, you deal with Satan and you say, "Satan, you loose my child in Jesus' name. You can't have them. I plead the blood of Jesus over my daughter or my son. You can't have my children. Do battle for your children if they're out there. And know that it's under the curse, but under the blessing, your seed is blessed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So all kind of, one of all things, a yoke of iron will be put around your neck. Your sons and daughters will be taken from you. Sore boils. And it boils down to saying, in verse 21, it says, the pestilence will cling to you. Fever, inflammation, fiery heat, sore, drought. It's under the curse for it not to rain when it's supposed to rain. Drought's under the curse. Glory to God. So we stand against these things because, and then it says in here, every sickness and every disease that's not written in this curse is under the curse. So every sickness is under the curse. Galatians 3, let's look at Galatians 3 again. 3:13 says, Christ, well, right, let's look at verse 11. The just shall live by faith. Verse 13, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree. That the blessing, say the blessing, the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. Well, the blessing included everything good. It included abundance and health and all good things, hallelujah. The blessing has come on us. Now, we can't let the devil steal our blessing. How would we do that? How would we cooperate with him? Well, if you don't spend time in the Word, you're not going to have strong faith. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So if you don't have faith, and if you don't have strong faith, when adverse situations come, we live in a crazy world, and we are not perfect. I don't know if you knew that or not, but we just goof up a lot. We are not perfect. What do we do when we make mistakes? Well, if we even realize it, we repent. But there's just a lot of things that are beyond our knowing that we do wrong, I think, sometimes. And so what do we do? We repent. We get it right. We stand on the blessing. We expect the blessing. If we have things in our life we know we're being disobedient, we change. To repent is to go back to change. You quit doing something and you start doing something else. You change. Hallelujah. You're not going to do well and be disobedient. And so what do? When we walk out of love, when we know we're going in a direction that we shouldn't be going, when we've sinned, whatever it is that we've done against God, we get it right and we turn around. We don't get it right and just keep doing it. You can't. You quit it. You get it. You stop it, and you believe God, and you turn and you go in the direction that He's calling you to go into. Amen. All of this has to do with the health of your body, because you're not going to be able to maintain health and be disobedient or sin. You're not going to be able to maintain your health and you know, go to church on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. You're not going to be able to do that. And God has freedom for all of us from every situation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can be delivered from today from drugs, alcohol, pornography, whatever it is you know is holding you back. Today is your day to be delivered from it. Not just healing of your body, but the healing of your whole self. Your spirit, your soul, your body. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And we'll believe for that. Let's believe today for our deliverance, for everybody's deliverance from every situation. Just the freedom and the victory of God sweep through this place today. Deliver of addictions and all kind of situations. Amen. Nobody wants to be a drug addict. Nobody wants to be an alcoholic. Nobody wants to be a pervert. God will help you if you'll turn to Him. And so we've been delivered from the curse. Every sickness and every disease is under the curse. Jesus himself bore it for us when he bore sin for us, that the blessing, it says in verse 14, would come upon us. It says in verse 29, if you be Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What did he promise Abraham? He promised him he would be the heir of the world. So there's blessing in every area of our lives. Your finances should be healed and delivered. Your body should be healed and delivered. Your children should be healed and delivered. You should be healed and delivered. Hallelujah. God wants it that way. He put every curse and every sickness upon his own son to bear it for you. And we'll read that scripture before we quit today. To bear it for you so that you could be free and I could be free. We are the healed. We may not know it, but God has already paid the bill. Jesus has already paid the bill, hallelujah, for our healing and our deliverance. Blessed be the Lord God. So we've been redeemed from the curse, which includes every bad thing. If you're not familiar with the curse and the blessing, you need to get familiar with it, because the blessing belongs to you and the curse you've been delivered from. What a wonderful thing that Jesus, it says Jesus himself, glory to God, took that curse for us and bore our sins and our sicknesses and carried our diseases. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we walk in the light of these things by faith, by believing God's word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Let's look at Jesus' ministry in Acts 10:38. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Glory to God. Jesus healed them all. Hallelujah, the scripture says. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Jesus was so easy to receive from. Let me see if I can find something here. I believe I can. I'm looking for old Bartimaeus. He's one of my favorites. Where is that? Mark 10:31. Let's see. Here's a blind man now. Maybe you need sight today. Let's look at Mark 10:46. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, and he went out with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou Son of God, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, because he calls for you. And he, Bartimaeus, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What will thou that I should do unto thee? Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go your way, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. Your faith has made you whole. Now, you know, Bartimaeus hadn't been listening to any long sermon or anything about that. But he had heard that Jesus healed people. And when he got the opportunity, he got in the middle of it. He began to holler. People said, Shut up, Bart, you dummy. Shut up, be quiet. He doesn't want to hear you. Hush. But you know what? Bartimaeus saw deliverance coming his way. And it said he cried out all the more. And he said, have mercy on me. So what happened? Jesus had mercy on him. Glory to God. Lord, that I might receive my sight. Jesus said, your faith has made you whole. Now, you know, Bartimaeus hadn't been listening to tapes. He hadn't even been reading about healing. He couldn't read. He was blind. He just heard that there was a healer on the way. And he thought, this is my opportunity. And you know what? More than having like a faith that would come from reading the Word of God, he had the faith that was, he'll heal me. He'll heal me. He just thought, he can heal me. He's healed other people. He can heal me. And he started participating. He started hollering, have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. What happened? He got Jesus' attention. And Jesus said, your faith, he acted on it. Today when we pray, I want you to act on it. I want you to actively receive your healing. I want you to just consider yourself like Bartimaeus, except you've got a lot of advantages Bartimaeus didn't have. It's a lot easier for you to receive than for him. But just be simple about it. Just say, just put it all out there and say, Lord, I believe I receive it. You're not receiving on the basis of your goodness and all that. You're receiving on the basis of what Jesus did. We're quicker to receive, of course, when we're walking in the light that we have. But if you're not walking in the light, repent and get it straight. Let it, just anything that's holding you back this morning, anywhere you know where you're missing it, just during this service while we're talking and going over the Word, just get it straight and repent of it. And God will move and be quick to heal you today. I think we make it seem too hard. I mean, you know, God's ready when we're ready. That's just the bottom line. When you're faced out there and you're believing and expecting and you're acting, he's ready. Thy faith has made you whole. Your believing has made you whole. Today, your believing will make you whole. Next week, your believing the Word of God when nobody's there but you and Jesus in the Word will make you whole. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Begin to expect that. And I'm telling you, you know, really, if we're believers, the Bible just teaches us that believers shall lay hands on the sick, Jesus said, and they shall recover. He didn't say apostles. He didn't say evangelists. He said believers. We ought to be laying hands on the sick. People that aren't in ministry ought to be laying hands on the sick. If you want to do something for God and you want a ministry, but you know, you don't have a pulpit, you don't have a church, you're not really called there, well, get healing scriptures, go to the hospital, read them to people, and lay hands on the sick. You'll be amazed. I mean, you know, you're not the healer anyway. Jesus is the healer. You can plant the Word. You can cause faith to come. You can be the hands. Who lives in you? Jesus. You can be the hands. Just do it. Just begin to do it. You think, oh, some people, well, I want to go in ministry. I want to do this. I want to do that. Well, start. Start where you are. Start at what you can do. Minister to people. Amen. And God, and that'll open other doors for you. What we want to do is what we're called to do, whatever that is. But whatever we're called to do, we're believers. And we should be laying hands on the sick. And we should be sharing the scripture with people and ministering to them and letting God move in their lives. Hallelujah. We are the triumphant church. We are the church on fire. Hallelujah. We're not just sitters in the pew. We are movers and shakers. We have the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's look. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He is the same, the scripture says, yesterday, today, and forever. But let's look at the woman with the issue of blood in Mark 12. Now here's, I'm just showing you some things about how people acted when they received. You know, don't sit there like a stump on a log. Let your faith go today. Glory to God. The woman, we all love this woman. We've heard all about her. Brother Hagin taught us all about this woman, and he's taught us some vital things about what faith through her life. This woman in verse Mark 5:25, it says, a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years. So this woman had been this way for 12 years. She was just like you. She was tired of it. She wanted out of it. She just didn't seem to be getting anywhere. Some people might feel that way today. And had suffered many things of many physicians. The doctors had not done her any good. And was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Something changed her life. She heard about the healer. She heard there's a healer in town. Hallelujah. He's coming this way. Glory to God. You could say today there's a healer in the house. We sang that song. His name is Jesus. He is here. He always comes to healing school. I don't know how many years we've been doing this healing school, since about 1979, however long that is. A long time. We've had healings all over the world. We've taught on healing, had healing school all over the world. And, you know, we didn't used to call it healing school. We just called it a healing service. And when I first, the Lord told me to do that in 79, and he told me so clear I couldn't get out of it. And I would never have even thought about that, doing that on my own. But at any rate, we started, I've forgotten what time, it seemed like it was in the fall of the year, and I believe the first one was in Atlanta. And so about the end of the year, it's been about 3 months now, the end of the year, we've been having healing service. I've been teaching on healing. And I'm thinking, well, we've done this long enough. So I'm thinking this is in my head. I just started thinking, we're going to go through the end of the year, and then that'll be it. And so next year we won't do this. We'd added a service like the Lord said. He said he wanted us to add a service and for me to teach on healing. So for a while I didn't lay hands on people. I was taught on healing. Then I began to lay hands on people as the Lord led me. So I'm thinking about quitting. Okay, we're in a meeting in Florida. Ken says, "Gloria," I don't think he's ever prophesied to me before. If he has, I don't remember it. He said, "Gloria, the Lord has said something to me. He said, I want this healing school to continue until he comes." He said this, "I want this healing school to continue until I come." Well, there I went. And so Jesus and I are going to have to be here until he returns, I guess. He's going to have to come soon. So I thought, well, that's it. That was like probably in 79. I thought, well, that's it. This is my life's work. Until I leave or until he comes, we're going to be having healing school. And that's the first time we ever called it healing school. After that, we called it healing school. He wants his healing school to continue, he said. And so here we are today in Branson. And I'm so glad. It's a blessing to see people get healed, and a wonderful, wonderful thing to share the word and to let people get healed and just talk about the Lord. This woman, now she had faith. She moved. She heard something. She heard about Jesus. And she said, this came into her heart. She probably didn't even know this was from the Lord, but this came into her heart. See, this was the first thing that, I guess, came into her heart after she heard about it. She said, "If I but touch his garment, I shall be healed." Now, you know, that was a prompting of the Lord. That was a leading of the Spirit for her. And what to do? I mean, she could have said, "Nothing works for me." She could have been so negative and depressed that she said, "Nothing works for me. It wouldn't do me any good to go to that healing meeting." I bet you people said that today in this town. "It wouldn't do any good to go there. I never get healed. I'm always the one that doesn't get healed." Well, what does that show? No faith. Say no faith. Faith says, I believe the Word of God. Faith doesn't look at the past and see where you failed before and doesn't look at the future and see how bright it looks. Faith says, I believe the Word of God and I take it. It's God's will for me to be healed in Jesus' name. So she got out. She was not supposed to be out in public, but she said to herself, she said it. She was talking her faith. If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. The Amplified says, restored to health. I shall be restored to health. And straightway, the fountain of her, when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. She took a chance. She got out in the crowd. And immediately, straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. She knew in her spirit that it had been done, and she felt it in her body. And Jesus knew something had happened. He said, it says, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, you see the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? He looked round about to see her that had done this thing, but the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down at his feet, fell down before him, and told him the truth. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. Our faith today will make us whole. Your faith tomorrow will make you whole. You can have your own healing service. You got a Bible? You can look up the healing scriptures when symptoms try to come on you, and you can say them and see them with your eyes and look them up and take them like medicine and be healed. Amen. The first symptom, when things begin to try to come on your body, the first thing you want to do is get your Bible and have a healing service and rebuke sickness and disease and symptoms. Look at the scriptures that give you deliverance and healing. So he said, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. She acted on the Word of God. She dared to believe the Word of God. She heard it. She believed it. She said it with her mouth, and she did it. Now, those are the things that will cause deliverance and healing to come in your body. Every day when you're by yourself or when you're ministering to somebody else, use that faith. Hallelujah. That's what you got it for, is to use. And today we're going to all come into agreement, and we're going to believe God for the healing of every person in this place. Hallelujah. We receive it. We're going to receive it in Jesus' name today. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's look at, before we pray today, let's look at Isaiah. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. See, this healing really is a done deal. Isaiah 53, this is Jesus on the cross. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible. I want you just to if you've got an Amplified look on, I mean, read it. But if not, just receive these words. Just receive these words. Take them, put yourself open to the Word of God, and let these words come into your heart and through your eyes and your ears, and let them take root, because we are going to act on these words right here. Verse 4 says, surely he has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses, and carried our sorrows and pain of punishment. Yet we considered him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God, as if with leprosy. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquities. The chastisement needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon him. And with the stripes that wounded him, We are healed and made whole. We are healed and made whole. You are healed and made whole. Jesus himself, when he bore your sin and he bore the sicknesses, and he also bore your, when he bore your sin, he also bore your sicknesses and diseases. So it's easy for us to believe because we already believe he bore our sins. We know that's how come we could get born again and become the righteousness of God. But at the same time he did that, he bore the whole curse of the law. The scripture says Jesus redeemed us from the curse. We just read that in Galatians 3. That the blessing of Abraham could come on the Gentiles through faith, through receiving, through believing the word of God. The hard part's been done. Jesus did the hard part. He took the curse. If you're here today and you've never made him Lord of your life, when we pray, you make him the Lord of your life. As well as the healer of your body. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He bore our sins. He bore our sicknesses. He bore our diseases. And we are free. Now all we have to do is just come like little children and believe that word. Believe what the Bible says about it. Believe the Savior did it for us. He's still the healer. Glory to God. And receive. Now what did Mark 11? Let's just look at Mark 11 here. About how to receive. Let's look at this, what it says about it. Have faith. This is Mark 11, 22. This is Jesus talking. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things... Let's go back up there, and let's all read it together from Have Faith in God. Let's go back. Let's read that. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now let me add this to it. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against any. Before we pray right now, you examine your heart. And if you have aught against any, release them from it. Just release them. Yeah, but you don't know what they did to me. I know what they're doing to you now. It's a lot worse than whatever they did in the natural and in the flesh. Release it and let it go. And put yourself in position to receive your healing. That's part of receiving. You pray it, you believe, you receive it, and you forgive if you have aught against any. Aught against any. That would include everything that you could hold back on, wouldn't it? Aught that you could hold against somebody. So just forgive them. Just say, Lord, I forgive every person of everything that's ever been done to me. I release them as you release me from my sin. And wrongdoings. I release them into your hands. I pray for their salvation and deliverance. And I thank you, Lord, that I go free. I don't ever have to carry that burden anymore. I've forgiven. And I'm free. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We are free. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We just praise you. And thank you, Lord. We bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you for your healing mercy in this place today, Lord. We're about to pray the prayer of faith, Lord, and we thank you for the miraculous that you are present to do today for every person. We believe for every person to be healed of every sickness and every disease. Just say that. Say, we come into agreement that every person is healed of every sickness and every disease in this place today. Every person healed. Every person saved. Every person delivered. Okay, I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to lead you in a prayer too. You say this. Say, the gospel that I've heard,
the gospel that I've heard,
unto salvation,
I receive the word.
I receive the word on healing.
I believe Jesus bore my sickness,
weakness,
disease.
And I accept my healing now.
I take my healing.
I take it like Bartimaeus took it.
Like the woman with the issue of blood took it.
I receive my healing.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus is my Savior.
He's my healer.
And he makes me whole today.
Today is my day.
I am releasing faith
for my total deliverance,
for absolute healing in every area.
And today I receive.
Today I go free.
And I'll give him glory.
And I'll give him praise.
I'll testify to my healing.
I'll be bold about it.
Everyone should know that Jesus is the healer.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for bearing our sicknesses and carrying our diseases, and by your stripes, Lord, we were healed. We thank you for that. Say, I thank you, Jesus.
For bearing my sicknesses,
carrying my diseases,
and by your stripes,
I proclaim my own healing.
I proclaim that I am healed.
I have received the word,
and I proclaim it.
I am healed.
From the top of my head,
by his stripes.
addictions of every kind. We break your power now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Say, I'm free.
I'm free.
I'm healed.
I'm healed.
I'm free of any evil addiction. Move it. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't walk, walk. If you couldn't see, see. In the name of Jesus, you're healed. Hallelujah. Blindness, I rebuke you. I rebuke blindness in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to God. Jesus came to give sight to the blind. We have sight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now begin to just praise Him, praise Him, praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We glorify you. Thank you for your mercy for us this morning. We thank you for mercy, Lord. You're so good, so wonderful. Tell Him how wonderful He is. You're so wonderful to save us. Fill us with your Spirit. Heal our bodies. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for healing our eyes and our ears and our stomachs and our head and our brains. We thank you, Lord, that we are normal, normal, normal and healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Thank you, precious Lord, for healing our feet, our bones, our joints. Thank you, Lord, for opening ears. I command ears to be opened in the name of the Lord. Hear in the name of Jesus. Hear, hear, hear in the name of the Lord. I speak parts, missing parts, damaged parts. Be restored in Jesus' name. Be restored in the name of Jesus. I command your hearts to be healed. Lord, we just need a Roto-Rooter in those arteries today, Lord. Just clear out those arteries in Jesus' name. Cause the blood flow to be normal from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Thank you, Lord, for new parts, new kidneys. Thank you, Lord, for anything that needs to be restored or replaced or recreated. We right now agree on a miracle. Miracles, miracles, miracles of restoration. Praise you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We glorify you. We bless you, mighty God. We magnify you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord is good. Thank you, precious Lord. Thank you, Jesus, the healer. Lord, we give you praise for every healing. We recognize that you are our healer. We thank you, Lord, that you're our healer when we're home by ourselves or when we're in the company of other believers and we're all gathered together. You're present to heal. We just give you praise and worship. Just tell the Lord how much you appreciate Him. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Blessed be the Lord. Glory to God. Those of you watch it on the internet, Jesus is right there where you are. You're in the same healing service we're in. He is healing your body right now in the name of Jesus. You are the healed. Glory to God. Begin to act. Just begin to act. Just get up and begin to act in Jesus' name. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't stretch out your hand, stretch it out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever you couldn't do before, do it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay. Check yourself out. See what you can do. You couldn't do before. And we want to hear some testimonies this morning. So if you couldn't, if you were believing in your legs, check your legs out. If you couldn't do this, do this. If you couldn't see, open your eyes. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Check yourself out. We rebuke all forms of pain in the name of Jesus. We rebuke the source of that pain. You go now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. If you can tell you're already, the change has already come, come down and give a testimony. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord's still moving. Things are still happening. Glory to God. We want to hear about it. We want to know what the Lord's done. You need to give Him glory. Go to each side.
Yeah. I did a couple of testimonies while the people are making their way down.
Okay, you may be seated if you'll keep the switch of faith turned on.
Oh, these are absolutely tremendous. Of course, Jesus has come to healing school again, yeah, like He always does. I'm receiving my healing today. Glory to God. And you know, when you were talking about the internet, this blessed me so much. I just thought this has to be shared because as they've heard the word, now they're going to hear this. Faith so strongly comes by healing, by hearing the word. It says this, October the 23rd of 2006, my daughter called me, messaged, Mom, come quick. Sherman, which was her 39-year-old son-in-law, was in the emergency room. He was having a heart attack. He says, I entered the emergency room, looked down at my son-in-law, knowing I was looking at death. His vital signs shutting down in a small hospital without the aid of any superior heart care advantage. And this woman says this, I realized that fear and shock had gripped my fleshly mind. Time was of the utmost importance. He had a blood clot in an artery. Now, this is what really struck me. She said, suddenly. And I believe there's some suddenlies here today.
Amen. Woo,
glory to God. I really believe that's a word from God.
Amen.
She said, suddenly, the months of listening to KCM webcast took hold of my soul.
Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
That's what's happening right now across that internet.
Amen. Amen.
Suddenly,
right,
that KCM webcast took hold of my soul. The word took voice within. I began speaking the word. And I thought about what Brother Copeland said last night about with every fiber of your being.
Yeah.
She says those exact words. I began speaking the word with all the force I could push out of the very depth of my being. She said, the doctors continued to pour medicine into Sherman's flesh. I continued to pour the word into his soul.
Amen. Amen. That's why you do it.
Woo! What a testimony. Within 1 hour, the clot dissolved and he was completely healed.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Glory to God. The word.
Glory. The word. It works.
The word.
She says, they transported him to a large hospital, put him through tons of testing. Of course, that's her word, tons. Quite a bit of testing. But could find no damage to his heart.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Woo! Glory.
Hallelujah.
And I want to say, for this meeting and for the word that you and Brother Copeland are putting out, she said, praise God for the KCM teaching, for KCM teaching me about the authority of the believer and who I am.
Amen.
In the kingdom of God.
Amen. Glory.
Sherman is alive and well because truth was poured into me for such a time as this.
Hallelujah.
There are suddenlies here today.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Looks like we have a great testimony over here. Glory to God.
Amen. This is Bertha James from Fort Smith, Arkansas. And she was in a car accident a few years ago and has had a lot of neck pain. And today when you prayed, it is gone.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's okay. She's wanting to testify, isn't she? Let her testify. That's good.
Well, in about 1979, I was hit by a train and hurt my back.
My goodness.
And they said I had recovery from 3 fractured vertebrae, but my back's always bothered me, and it's gotten better and better. But today, it's healed.
Praise God. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Gloria, this is Alicia from Holstein, Iowa. And 8 weeks ago, she had an operation. They removed part of her liver because she was diagnosed with liver cancer. And she has an incision here, and she wants to tell you what happened.
All through the service, I could only lift one hand at a time to praise because it pulled down the incision so much. It hurt too much.
Praise the Lord! Glory to God! Thank you, Jesus!
And I'm getting the rest of my liver back. I've got a whole liver.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
The power of God is all over her. It just jumped off of her onto me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That's great. Wonderful, wonderful. If you want to give a testimony, go to both sides there, and they're receiving those. That is so good. Go ahead, Mike. Oh, it's Rachel. Hi, Rachel.
Hi, Mimi. This is Ginger from Charlotte, North Carolina. And she says for 3 years she has had problems with her kidneys and has been in the hospital many times, and 4 months ago was the latest. And in particular, her right kidney was bothering her this morning. And as we prayed, she said the pain, just she felt it left.
The pain's gone. Yes. She's healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory.
Mrs. Copeland, this is Hubert Esser from Roselle Park, New Jersey. And he has had an overactive bladder for years. And just when he would stand up, that was that urgency that was consistent. And today, when you prayed, he stood up and it was completely gone.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Good morning, Sister Gloria. Good morning. This is Tara. And she's originally from Canada, but she lives now in Joplin, Arkansas. And she said she had chronic headaches for 15 years. Every single morning of her life, she had to take Tylenol or Advil and just couldn't seem to shake that. She's actually a delivered drug addict and alcoholic. And she said God's helped her lay down some major drugs, but this was just something that had gripped her life. She just couldn't seem to get rid of. And last night, when Brother Copeland said, "You're not created to be sick," she knew that God was going to heal her this morning.
Hallelujah.
So she said this morning was the first morning when she got up that she didn't have to take any medication for her headache.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. That's so good. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise Amen. The Lord. Wonderful Jesus.
Gloria, this is Mickey Chapman from Iowa, and she did not get to tell her testimony at Southwest, and she wants to tell it now.
Well, all right. Yes, Brother Copeland had gotten up and had a word of knowledge, and he pointed over in the section where I was sitting. I've had neck surgery, and it did not relieve the pain. I've been in pain for 3 years. And he pointed over and said, "Somebody over there is being healed in the name of Jesus," and I received that healing. Jennifer and Tim are friends of ours, and she said, "Did you receive that?" He pointed right at you. I said, "Yes, I did." And he'll do it for me. He'll do it for anybody.
And you were healed of what was it? You were healed?
Neck.
Neck. Your neck. Neck. Pain.
Neck pain. Yes.
Glory
I had
to
surgery,
God.
And he just
Hallelujah. That's a good report. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Lori, this is C.A. Sprinkles from Oklahoma, and he has a great testimony to tell you today. His back has been healed from 20 years of pain and discomfort. I'll let C.A. tell it.
Oh, boy.
There was a motorcycle minister back here, and he prayed for my back, and I felt heat just go all over me. I had my jacket on. I was cold. I was hurting.
Oh,
I'm not hurting anymore.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Give me a little jog back and forth there. Can you do it? Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Woo! Glory. That's great.
Turn the music on. Let him
Hallelujah.
Dance.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Isn't that good? Jesus is good.
Gloria, this is another back and so many things that the power of God is all over people. They can hardly tell the testimonies.
Praise God.
But this is R.D. from Spiro, Oklahoma. And you tell what's happened to you.
In 1975, I ruptured some disc in my back, like what happened to Brother Kenneth.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept in good physical condition, and it didn't bother me that bad. And then I had a colostomy and a reversal, and then I had heart surgery, open heart surgery, and I put on a lot of weight, and my back began to hurt. And that was in 1995. And they put me on pain medication. And the medical world has a term that instead of addiction, they call it dependency. Mm-hmm. And I have been dependent on pain medicine to be able to live just a somewhat functional life. I got Charles Capps, creative, you know, the word, you know, where you just completely just repeat it and repeat it and repeat it. I've been doing what you've been doing. And God has healed me this morning.
Praise God.
Delivered me from the drug addiction. My heart arteries are open, and I'm living to the glory of
glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. That is so wonderful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This is Cindy Simpson from Columbus, Ohio, and she knew she was supposed to be in this meeting in Branson and in healing school, and one of her prayer partners helped her get here, and she says she's on list for a liver transplant, and her body has just been in pain, and she says the pain is gone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We believe she has a new liver. She has a new liver. Thank you.
Amen.
Glory to God. God's got parts. Hallelujah. That's wonderful, wonderful.
This is Rosalie Huey from Battlefield, Missouri, and she has been diagnosed with hypoglycemia. And this morning during the service, she could tell her sugar was getting low. She was very shaky, and it got so bad that she had to leave, and she couldn't find her bar and her purse. It was just really bad. And when you started to pray, there was a man out there, and he came over, and he laid his hand on her while you were praying. And she started to eat the bar a little bit, but then just immediately the shaking stopped, and she felt fine.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy.
This is Charlene, and she's from Newcastle, Indiana. Indiana. And she had a car accident about 29 years ago, and it knocked her teeth out and gave her a terrible neck injury. And she's been in pain ever since with osteoporosis and arthritis.
They're having their own service.
They are having a good time. Praise the Lord.
The Lord's moving.
Anyway, when she was driving, she couldn't even turn. You couldn't turn back.
Well, I couldn't turn my head like this. I could only go like this, and I'd have to turn my body. But as I was sitting there, the Lord, I just felt this warmth come on me as you were preaching, and it got warmer and warmer and a tingling, and I can turn my head all the way and look behind me.
Hallelujah! Glory! Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thank you, Lord. Okay, run. Hallelujah.
This is Gina. She's had surgery 20 years ago on her back. She's been in pain ever since. And show them all the... Show them.
Oh, Jesus, thank you for healing that back. Thank you, Lord.
She felt heat in her back when you prayed.
My legs would throb and be so painful I can't sleep at night, and it's been tough on my husband.
Praise
and I'm healed. Praise.
You're healed. You felt the heat come in your back. Glory
Thanks.
To God. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you that she is healed. Wonderful. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. And God is healing backs today.
That
this is Donna
today.
Fretwell from Ozark, Missouri. And she's dealt with the curvature of the spine all of her life and tremendous pain from that. I'll let her tell a little bit about it.
Yes, I had a curvature, and then last July, I just severe pain hit me all at once and laid me in bed. And when I got x-rays, found out a disc had collapsed. And then there were some other structural things I didn't even know about. And I've just been standing on the Word and believing and speaking the Word, and I believe today that, because all the pain's gone today.
Praise
it's not going down
Lord.
My legs. It's just not there.
Good. Thank you, Lord. Thank
Amen.
You. Hallelujah.
Gloria, this is Beverly from Bartlesville, Oklahoma,
And she has had some severe diagnosis, an aneurysm in the main aorta in her heart and some other things. And you called out all three of the things that she wanted healing from. And tell Gloria what happened.
I have an aneurysm in my main aorta in my heart. I have five blocked arteries and a mass in my kidney. And I've been having a lot of pain in the kidney and in the back where the aneurysm hurts. And I was having really heaviness and pains in my chest today. And when you called all those out and was praying, and the pain just has totally left, and just the healing power and the heat of God I can feel. And I claim my healing in Jesus' name today.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for your healing, Lord. That's a wonderful report. Thank you, Jesus.
God's healing hearts.
Yeah.
This is Rosemary Cook from Tulsa, and she had a heart valve problem, and she told me that 3 years ago the doctors wanted to do surgery, and she got better, and she didn't have to have that. And today she says she knows she's completely healed, and she walked down from here, and she said normally she would have felt something, but it's not there.
She's healed. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good. Praise the Lord. She's healed. That's a good thing.
Mrs. Copeland, this is Nicole Weldon from Scottsdale, Arizona, and she had a growth removed from her voice box. And then in November, she had another growth removed from her vocal cords, and they had diagnosed her with just a rare disease that she was going to continue to have surgery to have these growths removed. And she hasn't been able to talk. She has...
I stopped teaching in children's ministry.
Because she hasn't been able to talk. She, like, trained her family to, like, hear her whistle and things like that. And she, you know, just taught herself to whisper all the time. And then when you prayed, she just, her voice, she could feel it coming back. And there wasn't a strain there anymore to talk.
And so, I'm not having to push. I mean, I've walked by the phone and a mirror while I was talking on the phone. And, like, every vein in my neck is just bulging because it's trying to produce sound. And this sounds rough, but this is so... much better, and I just believe even as
praise
I live, it's going to get stronger and stronger.
Amen. Stronger. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. That's great. She's healed. Her voice is healed completely in Jesus' name.
This is Linda from Cincinnati, and she said she had what she calls an emotional albatross. She's had it for years. And, you know, God truly is healing hearts,
yes,
because
yes,
she said she was freed. She was delivered. It was a process through the weekend, but this morning she felt that full deliverance from an emotional bondage that has totally blocked her faith and held her back.
Thank
and
you.
She feels completely set free this
hallelujah.
Morning.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the
Amen.
Lord. Glory to God.
This is Trey.
Gloria, this is Trey, and he wants to tell you what's happened.
Okay.
Okay, Trey, tell Ms. Copeland what happened.
My eye's been crossed, so now they're facing straight so I can see.
Praise the Lord! Hallelujah! Glory to God!
Trey.
Beautiful. Thank you,
Trey. What happened to your glasses?
They got broken already.
Why did they get broken?
Because my eyes are already seeing straight.
They got broken, did they? Well, we are so happy that your eyes are healed. Hallelujah. Is he broken?
He broke them. He's 6 years old.
Thank you for that testimony. That's great. Hallelujah. They got broken.
Gloria, this is Melissa from Arkansas, and she was healed of multiple things today, emotionally, physically. She had been dealing with depression for a long period of time, and also fibromyalgia. And she, when you prayed, she's completely healed.
Well, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Thank you.
Gloria, this is Amanda from Greenville, Indiana, and she had injured her lower back carrying a treadmill up the steps so her husband wouldn't injure his.
I don't think that's the way you exercise with the treadmill.
But Amanda, tell her what happened then.
I was sitting in my seat, and I had leaned forward just to hear the testimonies. And my back was still hurting, and the Lord said, subdue that, take authority over that. And I just put my hands back there, and immediately it was like I had an epidural. And I just want to, it's not too late, guys, anybody, it's not too late.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
This is Judy Doyle, and I would like her to share her testimony.
First of all, I want to praise God with all my heart, because you people have no idea. I just want to thank Him, because we were in the ministry for almost 30 years, and I saw people healed, and I was with people. 7 years ago, everything fell apart. My parents died the same day. My husband of 30 years left, and I still stood in faith, you know. And in the last 7 years, I've been coming to Branson because I don't know why God's bringing me here. And I've been standing on faith. There's been winters. I've actually had to stay in my car. But I want you to know that God is good, and He's made a way where there is no way. The word is so true. He makes a way.
Yes, He
does. And when you find He's all you have, that's when you know He's all you need. But Christmas morning, I woke up in the most horrible pain after a surgery I had 2 years ago, and I've not been able to hardly walk or do work or do anything. And I said, you know what, devil? Enough is enough. I came to church last night, and I want you, last night was the first time that I come to church since the divorce that I was able to sit through church.
Praise God.
And I said, I'm coming this morning because this pain is leaving me. They've diagnosed me with some precancerous thing on parts that I don't even have anymore. Is that a lie of the devil or what?
That's not fair.
Well, this morning, the pain left.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
And whose report will we believe? I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. My children are going to come back to Him.
Yes, Lord, we agree with
my husband, my ex-husband, pray for him. He's going to find the Lord.
Amen. We believe.
And God had a plan for us. You know what? But I'm moving on from here. And I just want to publicly tell all of you people,
thank you, Jesus,
that I am standing here today praising God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Victory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
This is Denise Campbell from Mount Damon, Iowa, and she was climbing over a fence to feed her goats, and she kind of fell off, and she snapped. Her ankle kind of made a snapping noise, and it immediately was swollen and in incredible pain, but she just was speaking the word over it, and she just knew that she was going to be healed. And this was last week, and it progressively got better, but as she came to the service this weekend, she came in and she said, this morning I'm coming in, and the pain's going to be gone. And when she came in and when you prayed, the pain left and she's able to walk normally without any pain.
Good.
And she's healed.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Good. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Gloria, this is Jean from Illinois, and she suffered with Parkinson's disease for 12 years. She said this morning, as you were teaching and began to pray, she felt the heat come into her head, and she still feels it right now.
Thank you, Jesus.
The main evidence for her right now is her hands are not shaking anymore.
Amen.
Thank you.
And they're always seem to be shaking.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she usually uses a cane to walk, and she's cane free.
Thank you, Lord, for healing her.
Praise
Glory
God.
To God.
I just want to thank Jesus for His love and His grace in my life. I'm just so thankful, and I love Him so much. Isn't He good all the time?
Oh, He's good all the time. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. That's a victorious testimony.
This is Linda from Ohio. Linda, what have you been healed of?
Cancer.
How do you know?
I just know because
It happened last night when Kenneth was talking. I just got a feeling through my whole body. This is something that I've been dealing with for 2.5 years. I was diagnosed with lung cancer, and I recently made a decision, the Lord and I, that because the doctors said that they would wanted me to do a new chemo treatment, and I prayed about it, and the Lord said, you have to stop putting your wisdom in men and put your wisdom in the power of God. And that's what I when I made my decision, I thought, I'm not going to do any more treatments. I'm going to look to the Lord and put my faith and trust in the Lord.
Praise God.
I was also diagnosed at the same time with, I have tumors in my brain. And this just happened last week. And the doctors told me that I should have full brain radiation. And it might leave me with a loss of memory, seizures, whatnot. And I was a little bit upset at first, but I thought, I'm just going to trust God with this. So I'm putting my faith and trust totally in the Lord, and I know that I'm healed. I just know
without
a shadow of a doubt.
Well, we disagree with you in Jesus' name.
And it's sure healed. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
It says in God's word that we're to give a testimony, so I'm giving a testimony.
Amen. Well, we agree with you that you are healed in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Gloria, this is Debbie and Alan from Illinois. God's healing couples today. Alan has been healed of high blood pressure. Yeah, that's an ongoing thing he's been believing for, and it's been taking place over a period of time. And Debbie has had pain in her wrist, her neck, and her feet. She has a job that she's on her feet all day, and she's had a tremendous amount of pain.
Thank you,
but today, as you prayed, that pain is completely gone.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
I just want to say real quick is that, you know, when that started last summer, and I love heels, and it made me mad when I couldn't wear them to church because I get home and I could hardly walk. And so I just started declaring, feet, you're young feet in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. You
feet.
Will not be crippled. You're no way, no how in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Glory
Amen.
To God. Hallelujah.
Gloria, this is Tara from Morton, Tennessee. She's 26 years old, and she was diagnosed as bipolar. And she's had just a terrible depression and heaviness for 6 weeks where she's felt like a physical heaviness on her. And she wants to tell you what happened.
Okay.
While you were praying, my dad laid his hand on me, and I felt my head get real hot. I got up and walked around, and then all of a sudden I realized that heaviness that's been here is gone.
Well, praise God.
It has been... And she wanted me to tell you, my earliest memories are riding around in the car listening to you. So for the past 26 years, everything you said, I've heard you say before, but it was, so it's wonderful. And thank you, because it's completely gone.
Well, you just needed to hear it one more time.
That's right. You just had to hear it again.
That's great. Thank you, Lord, for her deliverance. Hallelujah.
This is Wanda Pylon from Ozark, Missouri, and in 1999, she had a ruptured disc and had to have back surgery, and it damaged the sciatic nerve, and she was diagnosed with drop foot, and she told me she couldn't stand on her right leg, and her balance was off.
No,
left leg, sorry. And look what she can do now.
You couldn't do that before today. You couldn't do that before.
No, I had to lift up my leg to get into the car. I couldn't lift it up.
Oh,
I had
Jesus,
to lift it
thank
up.
You, Lord.
And when I would walk up steps, I wouldn't lift my leg high enough. And I don't know how many times I have fallen up steps because, you know, I would just not lift my leg far enough and just slam into the floor. And even walking up and down these aisles here, I had to hook my finger in my husband's belt loop so that I wouldn't be going... I mean, I was just like staggering.
And now you can just do it freely?
Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And stand on one foot. I couldn't even, like, put my jeans on because I couldn't. I had to sit down all the time.
Isn't it great to be healed?
Because I couldn't.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. And I wanted to do one more thing because I couldn't do it, and I wanted to run.
Well, just run. Glory to God.
Amen.
Isn't that great? Hallelujah.
Summer Olympics are coming up soon.
You know what she said about holding her husband's belt loop and trying to walk? I want to tell you a funny story. It happened to Ken and me. We took our whole staff to the Ranger game one night, and I'm not a baseball fan, but we were just doing it to have something to do for the staff. So we went out there, and it just started hailing. It just came a storm, and it started hailing. So everybody was running for cover, and I was running out, and we were all running, you know. So I thought, I don't want to lose Ken, so I stuck my finger in his belt loop, and away we went. Only when I got out there, it wasn't Ken. I have no idea what that man thought about this woman that just jumped on his belt loop.
Oh.
Funny. Whose time is it?
This is Donna McCullough from Little Rock, Arkansas. And for 26 years, she's been battling with depression and really taking on the burden of a lot of past relationships. And today, when you said that you need to forgive people that have hurt you and do that, she forgave the people. And she felt that just that weight completely
Praise
lift off
Lord.
Of her from that
Thank
depression
you, Jesus.
And the burden.
Glory to God. Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that in healing school before. I don't remember it if I have. It's so important. That's a good testimony. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
This is Cheryl she's from the St. Louis, Missouri area. And she said her husband left her, and when she got saved, she was set free from a sexual stronghold, but it left her with a sexually transmitted disease that she's been suffering from. Well, today, she wanted everyone to know there is hope. She felt like something was happening in her chair, but Praise she felt God. Tingling all through her body.
Praise God.
And she knows that God has healed her today.
Thank you, Lord. We just give you praise.
Amen.
Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Sister Gloria, we are having more inmates in prison with AIDS and things that are getting healed in our services.
Well, praise God.
We've already
this
year.
This is Mike and Deanne Barber. Mike, you know, is an ex-professional football player, and he's in prison ministry all over the country.
Yes,
That's
ma'am.
Great, Mike.
We're having
Just
more
having
here
more healings of AIDS. Huh?
Yes, we are. Yes,
well,
we are.
All my life, all I wanted was for somebody to love me. That's it. And I thought when I got married that he would be the one that would love me till death do us part. It didn't happen that way. And I caught him and a friend together. I was so needy and so hurt that I started seeking. But even before I met, I was seeking the wrong way. And even before our divorce of 25 years, after catching him with another woman, I got into a bad relationship because I was seeking the wrong thing the wrong way. And I was tuning God out. I was tuning him out. I didn't want to hear what he had to say. And then when my marriage ended and the relationship I had gotten into ended, I fell before God and I repented. I said, God, I am so sorry for sinning against you. And I wept. And I could literally feel his arms come around me
Praise
and flooded
Jesus.
Me with love and with warmth. The love that I had been seeking was him.
Yes.
and didn't know it. And he spoke to me after he loved me. He said, "You hurt me." And I never even thought of that possibility that I could hurt God. Well, it was a turnaround in my life. I said, "God, I'm dating you for a year." It's continued. I got saved. I got born again.
Thank you, Lord.
And what's so amazing is a couple months ago, God spoke to me. Before I got out of bed, he gave me a verse from James that said, "If there are any sick among you, go to the elders of your church, have them lay hands on you, and anoint you with oil, and you shall be healed." And then he said, and so I went downstairs, and I was doing my Bible study, and that was the, in my devotion, that was the verse that came up, and I knew that's what he was telling me. Then he spoke to me, though, and said, "Bring to the light that what is hidden." And this came twice. And I'm thinking, do I have a hidden sin I don't know about? He's like, "No." And so I'm head of my prayer team at my church. I'm on the way to church. I said, "What do you want me to bring to the light?" And he said, "Your shame." And I said, I know exactly what he was talking about. He goes, "You gave me your sin. You didn't give me your shame." Did you think I want to get up in front of people and tell them I have a sexually transmitted disease? No, but God said, "If you will speak, I will use it for my glory, because there's other people doing the same thing." Yeah. Amen. And then when I'm sitting here, I felt this tingling in my body as we're praying, and I know I am freed.
Praise Amen. The Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Gloria, this is Kelly from Black, Missouri, and her eyes have been healed this morning. I'm going to let her tell you a little about it. And blood, she had a problem with blood circulation, and that's gone after you pray.
Well, praise God.
Hi. I just want to praise God. He's been so good to me. This is a blessing, this whole trip. Last night when Pastor Copeland said, what did he say? "Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world," and we set it beyond, you know, from the bottoms of our feet. Right. Oh my gosh, the explosion was extreme. I felt like my whole body was going to explode from the inside out. And I was praying for my eyes, and I saw this light shining in my eyes. And it wasn't these lights. My eyes were shut. And then this morning, we were praying, and it was just like a complete confirmation that my eyes were all healed. And then the tingling, like this, like in Ezekiel, it says the blood lives.
Thank you.
And I'm still tingling. It's just all flowing and everything. I mean, I had 7 kids, and after, it's like after my first pregnancy, you know, just the weight, you know, okay, my, you know, tell your husband, get your leg off me. I can't, you know, my blood needs to circulate. And it's awesome, and I just praise God for it. I was hesitant on coming down, and God says, "You need to go." And I just praise God.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
Praise God. Glory, this is Sheila from North Carolina, and she has had over 8 back surgeries and fusions in her back and has not been able to sit down without her spinal cord stimulator that she holds here in her hand. Today, she was able to sit down, be able to turn that off after you prayed, and she's felt the tingling power of the Holy Spirit Praise flowing through her and healing her body.
Thank you, Amen. Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Amen. For healing her.
Amen.
That's great. Praise the Lord.
Gloria, this is Teresa and Ryan from Hollister, Missouri. And this is their granddaughter, Hannah, who is almost 2. And she has been missing an optical nerve in her left eye. And they received that this morning. And they see movement where there was never movement in her left
eye. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, that she is healed in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We believe that Amen. Child is whole in Jesus' name. We speak that nerve normal in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. I love you.
Can you say praise the Lord? Can you say hallelujah?
She's kissing the microphone.
She's kissing it.
Bye-bye.
This is Andy from Raleigh, North Carolina, and he was diagnosed with farsightedness and astigmatism in his eye, and he's had glasses since he was 15. And he told me for the last few years he's been confessing his healing and listening to you and Pastor Keith talking about healing, and he says he can see clearly now, farther than he could ever see.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen. Hey, before I came in here, if it hadn't been for the wonderful exit songs, I couldn't see those signs back there. I can read them very distinctly. I can see people all the way to the back of the room. There's no astigmatism, no farsightedness. And the Lord just told me, he said, you know, believe me for this. So, you know, if you got glasses or, you know, whatever, this isn't condemnation. But, you know, praise God. If the Lord says believe him for it, believe him for it.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's a good report.
Sister Gloria, this is Sean. His wife Charlene was up here earlier, so God's really moving in their family. Amen. He's from Newcastle, Indiana. I said India for her too. Oh well.
I guess you need to go over there.
Maybe you're called to India. Do you ever think of no?
Praise the Lord. He had lost his job, and he had been through emotional and mental anguish and depression. And he was physically in his body, his pain, he had pain in his knee and pain in his side. And he said last night when Brother Kenneth had prayed, that after he prayed yesterday, he got a call for an interview for a job.
Good. Hallelujah.
And then throughout the course of the weekend, it's been a process, but the pain has left his body. And this morning it was finished when you prayed. The pain, he had no more pain in his side or in his knee.
Wonderful.
And he just knows he's been totally, totally healed and set free.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's great. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We'll take these that are in line right here, and then they'll be all the testimonies.
Praise God. This is Marilyn from right here in the great state of Missouri. And she fell last fall and messed up her left shoulder. And she has not had full range of motion in that left shoulder at all. And today when you prayed, she didn't necessarily feel anything. But when you said to do what you couldn't do before, she reached behind. Show them what you can do. She could not do that before.
Well, praise God.
Hold my hands behind my back.
Yeah.
I couldn't do that before without pain.
Hallelujah.
And I can do even
She's
this.
Healed.
Look at that. No pain.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, I was settling for what I have. But, you know, with God, just enough is not enough. He's an overabundant God.
Yes, he
Amen.
Is. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Is that it? Do we have any others? One more? Okay. Got one more testimony. Hallelujah. God is good, good, good.
Yeah, come on up here.
This is Bruce and Connie Tallman from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. And Connie says she had a stroke and she can move everything so much better. She's excited. Hallelujah.
What are you doing now and you couldn't do?
I'm trying to be better. A lot better.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank
Connie
you,
has been faithful ever since her stroke.
Yeah.
She's never given up on God.
Yes.
It's wonderful to be married to a woman that has such faith in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And your ministry, I can hear her in the bathroom, the tape's going, you're hollering, she's hollering. And
Yes.
And but she's doing. We were at the Milwaukee Believers Convention, she's been improving ever since.
Yes.
And God's just working a miracle in her.
Yes.
And we're
Praise
grateful.
The Lord.
And
yes.
You're
healed.
Yes.
Jesus. Praise
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Amen.
Lord, we just thank you for these good testimonies, and thank you for all the healing anointing that's in this place right now. We give you all the praise. Thank you, Lord, that every work is finished in the name of Jesus. Every work is finished in this place in Jesus' name.
We praise you, Lord, and we bless you. Glory to God.